Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Did your heart sink a few months ago when you're watching Deal or No Deal, and then during the ad break, the news headlines came on showing you pictures of the riots that were happening all over England? What shocking news, what chaos, what sadness. The contestant went home without winning a cent. I'm being glib. So, what were you thinking as the rioting happened all over England? As rebellers and rioters acted like packs of animals? Really, that is a bit denigrating to animals, isn't it? One UK family had their furniture store burnt down, a business that had been going for five generations. Manchester's assistant chief constable said that the violence seemed to be motivated mainly by simple criminality. An Indonesian girl watching in horror to the riots in England said, "That's exactly what happened in Indonesia when the president stepped down in 1998 after 32 years in office. Rioting broke out all over Indonesia." Remember the student protesters in Beijing in 1989, the Tiananmen Square massacre, the June 4th incident, where the armies moved in and killed what is thought to be between hundreds to thousands of protesters. As the riots in England continued night after night, did your mind wander to thoughts of the world's gone mad, the end of the world is coming? In the book of Matthew it says, Jesus said, "In the last days you'll hear of wars and threats. Nations will go to war against nation, brother rise up against father, blah, 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 famines, earthquakes, destruction, chaos. Those in Judea will flee to the hills, and then God will say, enough, and Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead." Let's do a check that we're ready for when it is Judgment Day. I'm Aaron Wright.